Tav Kuf Yud Pei Siv Gimel. Also the Vashav 11 will say Klovim, when it's not allowed to cook or bake for dogs or any other animals. You are allowed to feed them on Yontif if they're domesticated animals that need you to feed them. The Rambam says, you're not allowed to carry to Rishus HaRabim also, or even to a Carmelist, to feed animals. The Mishabu says, that to ask a goy to carry food to feed the animal is permitted. The Chayin continues the Rambam, also the Gabal Musa Loifes, you're not allowed to need this fodder for the birds to eat, because also type of kneading. You have to do certain shinuyim, crisscross motions, etc. We learn in the Shabbos. Mutar l'habes v'shul klovim ba'isik gedeus m'vashem la'atzim. If you fill up the pot more than you need, and you plan to give part of it to the animals, then you could do it, like we learned before, by a goy, that as long as it's one tircha, you put one pot on the fire, it doesn't make the difference how much you put into it. The feeling the age like dover after you believe in the clovin in all your rights. Even if there's other food that you can give to the dogs or animals, but as long as he's just filling up the pot before he puts on the fire, it's all right. And the Shavu says that those last words is a toy safe, it's supposed to be a feel ain't by dover after. Which means that if he had other food for them, then he can cook an extra pot for them, if it's the type of food that he could eat for himself. Because then we say that he's cooking for himself. L'maisa, this is machalik zapoiskim, and therefore one should avoid cooking food for an animal in another pot, even if the animal has other food and he can eat that food for himself.